96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. This is MS Awareness Week, and tonight we're taking a deeper look into the neurological disease, multiple sclerosis. What is it? How does it happen? And much more. My guests are Lexi Franklin with the National Capital Chapter of the National Multiple Sclerosis Society, WHUR's own Soulful Sundays announcer, Lorna Newton, and Dr. Seth Morgan. He's a neurologist and commissioner with the Montgomery County Commission on People with Disabilities. If you have a question or a comment about multiple sclerosis, please give us a call right now. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Thank you all for joining me. I appreciate it.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Lorna?
I'm here.
How are you, dear?
I'm good.
You know you're one of my favorite people, right?
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you, Harold.
Okay. And, of course, Doctor, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Dr. Morgan, can you please give us a brief working definition of MS, multiple sclerosis?
Yeah, multiple sclerosis is a neurologic disease. Basically, it affects the brain and the spinal cord. And one of the problems that we've had in terms of diagnosing the disease is that it can pretty much present as anything. Anything that is subserved by a nerve, that is controlled by a nerve, and the brain and the spinal cord can be affected. So that makes it difficult at times to recognize it for what it is when it first presents.
How does it differ from ALS or muscular dystrophy?
Well, ALS actually is a motor neuron disease. That's basically the nerve as it leaves the spinal cord and goes down into the individual limbs. This is an autoimmune disorder that affects the brain and central nervous system. The brain is not affected by ALS.
Let me briefly go to Lorna. Lorna, you know, I see you here around the station, you know, moving. I hear you on the air, you know, all the time. You have had MS for quite some time. But anyone listening to you would be hard-pressed to know that. How are you feeling? And tell me, when were you first diagnosed? What was that like?
Actually, that was scary. This is my 10th year living with MS, and as the doctor said, it was difficult to get the diagnosis. I started in April going to the doctor, and it took till October for them to say, yes, this is MS. And sure, when you see me in the halls, I'm thinking, okay, it's mentally, I'm trying to stay ahead of it, try to keep the energy up, but there are days when it's like, no way, you've hit the wall. And I've learned to say, no, I can't do that. I've had to learn to take control of my health and plan ahead. Mm-hmm. So I know what my body's going to do if it means I move my shot up or back, because I know what that's going to do to me also.
And you're talking about the treatment that you take. What kind of shot?
I take a shot called Rebif, which is done 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Guess what I'm getting tonight? And I've been very lucky. I've been able to maintain my level. I haven't had any flare-ups, and so I've really been blessed.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, and certainly it's always great to hear you on the air as well. Lexi, you are younger than Lorna. You're in your 20s. Lorna, I'm not going to put you out there like that, but let's just say...
I could be Lindsay's mom.
Perhaps. What is MS like for you, Lexi, and when were you diagnosed?
Well, I was diagnosed in 2008, exactly a month after my 21st birthday, so it was kind of hard news at a time in my life where I was trying to turn into an adult. So before that, I was a basketball player. I played basketball, AAU. I played for my high school. I loved it. It was my sport. I was doing boot camp for women every morning, and then one day I lost the feeling in my toes. And from there, I finally got the diagnosis that I had MS.
Did you have any idea? Was it just all of a sudden, or was it a gradual thing?
Out of nowhere, I just lost my toes, mm-hmm. and I went to doctors. I was misdiagnosed for a while. They thought it was a pinched nerve, or I needed new shoes, and then eventually I went to the neurologist. And luckily, I'm the type of person that I will stick to it until you give me an answer that makes some sense to me, and I got myself diagnosed quicker than I probably should have.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as they saw my MRIs, they were like, yes, she has MS.
Dr. Morgan, why is it so difficult to diagnose MS?
Well, the reason is that the symptoms can be so variable. It could be numbness in one person. It could be lost vision in another person. It could be double vision. It could be simply fatigue.
Dr. Morgan, we're going to go ahead and take a break. We need to make sure that we get your sound squared away. But before I do, I wanted to give our listeners a resource website, because we're going to be talking not only about a walk coming up this in April. As a matter of fact, WHUR will be participating in it. And this is just kind of the beginning of some of the resources that we are going to be sharing tonight. So we want to make sure that we present as much information to you as possible. You can find information about multiple sclerosis at nationalmssociety.org. That's nationalmssociety.org. We're going to talk about support. We're going to talk about treatment. We're going to hear more about Lexi's story as well as Lorna's story. So stay with us. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about multiple sclerosis tonight. This is Multiple Sclerosis Awareness Week. My guests are Lexi Franklin. She is with the National Capital Chapter of the National Multiple Sclerosis Society, WHUR's own Soulful Sundays announcer, Lorna Newton, and Dr. Seth Morgan, neurologist and commissioner with the Montgomery County Commission on People with Disabilities. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Lexi, before the break, I was talking about an MS walk, a series of them actually that are yes. that are coming up. Tell me about that and where we can get more information about it.
Well, you can go to msnationalcapital.org to find some information about the events that are coming up. There's Walk MS is a huge event where it's all over the area, the DMV area, and we have different walks on different dates. So Reston, we are walking on April 11th. Bowie, we're going to be there April 18th, and Rockville is also April 18th. DC is April 25th. Waldorf is May 16th, and Manassas is May 16th, and it's a wonderful event. Bring your family, bring your friends. There's no fundraising maximum, as I like to say, mm-hmm. or minimum. It's a 5K, so it's 3 miles. It's great company, great event, great fundraising event for everyone.
And what's the website again for that? Because I want to make sure we get that out there. And of course, I will be posting that on WHUR.com after the program.
Just go to msnationalcapital.org.
msnationalcapital.org.
Yes.
Okay. Let me go to the phone lines real quick here. Let's talk to Nicole calling from Hyattsville. Nicole, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. I've had MS for the last 12 years. Right now, I've been in remission for the last 5. I have 2 great neurologists, Dr. Goodman and Dr. Magilesi. They're really good doctors. I'm able to work, you know, and carry on life and do, you know, normal things. Everybody thought that this would be a disability for me, but I know it's a disability. I don't look at it as a disability. I look at it as a challenge of life for me, myself.
Mm-hmm. How old are you, Nicole?
I'm 32.
You're 32. When did you first understand that you were having some difficulties with this?
Well,
before the diagnosis?
I was diagnosed in 2003. It initially started off with me having double vision and being unable to walk, and then they couldn't figure it out from that first symptom that I had. But then, you know, they ran tests and spinal tests and did MRIs and everything and then diagnosed me, well, you have MS. It really didn't sink in with me until about a year later because me and needles, I had a fear of needles. So just to give myself a shot almost every day, I couldn't really understand why this is happening to me. Just I had a lot of denial moments.
Mm-hmm. What is life like for you now?
Right now, I'm in remission right now. It's back to being normal. Pretty soon I might have to go back on my medicine. I think me having children is something that helped it relapse itself. But I'm able to do, you know, my daily activities, very normal.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is setting me back. Even, you know, me knowing I have MS, I still continue on.
I see. Nicole, thank you so much for sharing. I really, really appreciate you calling, and I hope that you continue to have the best health possible.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you. You know, Lorna, you and I have talked about this, you know, quite a bit. How are you, very briefly, because I've got to take a break in about a minute, but how are you feeling now today? I didn't see you yesterday. I wasn't here, but how are you doing?
Yesterday's radiothon wiped me out. I will tell you, when you put out a lot of energy, it does wipe you out. But I still knew that I had to, you know, get home, get to sleep, and do my shows that come on during the day on WHUR World. And then, of course, you know, I follow you tonight
mm-hmm.
at 8 o'clock through midnight on Sirius XM. So I just have to learn. When I can rest, I rest. When I've got to work, I focus. And Nicole, please come to the walk that we're going to do with WHUR.
Okay, well, Lorna, thank you so much. Going to take another break real quick, and we'll be back in just a moment. So if you are on the phone, that includes Nina, Demetrius, Jackie, please do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program, and I will take your phone call. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR.